What is up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of the AI Marketing Navigator. This is your daily compass in the ever-evolving world of AI marketing. Okay, Navigators, back today with perhaps our most snack-sized episode yet. I have another daily digest that is specifically about agentic AI. I have another update that is specifically about agentic AI, my favorite topic. Today, we're talking about news that is bringing us another step closer to this agentic era that we are heading into. And it's going to have the potential to affect every aspect of agentic AI. And of course, that means marketing agents and the digital marketers who use them like us. In particular, we are talking about a San Francisco-based startup called Dev Agents, which recently raised a huge amount of money. Check out the links in the show notes for more details. It's attracted the attention of several very notable investors like Andrej Karpathy, the co-founder of OpenAI, Alexander Wang, Scale AI CEO, as well as Android founder Andy Rubin, all being early investors. So what it is a cloud-based operating system that is built specifically for agents working to address the current fragmentation of these technologies, which interestingly is something that Anthropic recently is directly addressing with their new model context protocol. So almost on a weekly basis now, we are either having frameworks, technologies, or platforms being built with the direct goal of supporting this agentic AI infrastructure. One of the reasons that makes Dev Agents so interesting and one of the reasons they've had such a successful funding round is all the heavy hitting talent that has aggregated at the company. There is David Singleton, who is the CEO and co-founder. He was previously a CTO at Stripe, as well as VP of engineering at Android. You have Hugo Barra, the chief product officer, who comes out of Android as well. They were also VP of Oculus at Meta. There's Ficus Kirkpatrick, who I hope I'm pronouncing their name correctly, but it's got to be one of the coolest names ever. They are the CTO, the Chief Technology Officer, and also a former Android alum, as well as VP of AR and VR at Meta. And then lastly, you have Nicholas Yitkov, the Chief Design Officer, who was principal designer on Google Chrome, as well as an executive at Dropbox. So just a ton of huge tech players, a ton of huge names in the tech game coming together to build this OS for agents. The vision of the company is to enable seamless collaboration between these AI agents across multiple devices, phones, laptops, even cars and vehicles with displays and embedded devices, or that are self-driving and autonomous, while also providing new interface behaviors and interaction patterns for us as the users that allow for more natural, more human-like interaction, which is also something we've talked a lot about, how we're going to completely start rethinking the way that we interact with technology, whether that's speaking to it or in other forms. The company has also the goal of building privacy and protection and safety directly into the operating system itself, making the entire platform simple to be accessed. Cut here. All this while making the entire platform simple to be accessed by developers for the purpose of building these agents on. It is no coincidence that the company is positioning itself as the quote-unquote Android of AI, considering all the Android alumni that are building this tool together, very similar to how Android standardized a platform, an open source platform for mobile development, allowing developers to build mobily outside of iOS or other more restrictive environments. So I, for one, cannot wait to see what an operating system that is built specifically for agents looks like and how it comes together, how it changes the way developers build, but mostly we as users and business owners and technology users, marketers, of course, operate and execute our tactics. So there you have your tiny little daily digest on this Saturday, but we should all be very happy and excited because we now have another driver toward agentic AI technology with some of the smartest builders and open source developers in the game behind it, which only means we will have to wait less time. Okay, that does it for today's episode. If you enjoyed the show or found it useful in any way, please do me a favor and follow on Spotify or subscribe on your podcast platform of choice. A review on top of that would be even more appreciated and so super helpful to the show. Also, if you are watching on YouTube, make sure to hit that subscribe button and turn on all notifications so you get notified each day when the episode drops. Until then, and as always, thanks for joining me, and remember to stay curious, stay consistent, and keep navigating forward. Bye.